playing games.
Cactus.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
This cocksucker.
Cactus.
You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
Well, what do you want me to call them? Winners? Because that would make me a liar.
Okay, hey everyone. I'm all messing up on everything, and my sound's too loud, and I don't know why. Oh. That was it. Okay. Now my sound's better, I think. Okay, so anyway, hey, it's the Snowplow Show, everyone. Hi. Thanks for listening. Today we're going to do some phone calls, some updates, and we're going to social media mob a place. Today we're going to do the Midlothian Public Library. This was submitted by Maxwell. Let me get the link. It's the Midlothian Public Library in Midlothian, Illinois. I'm posting the link in the chat room. We should be nice but weird. They do not require you to register or like them or anything. You know, you can make comments and like things and just say crazy things to the Midlothian Public Library. I figure that'll be nicer than just attacking random small businesses in Salina, Ohio. So, yeah, leave your crazy comments on the Midlothian Public Library page for this day only, May the 1st, 2014, and then leave them alone forever. Whatever we did last week, what did we do last week? Can you guys remember what was the name of that place? Because I think they took down their Facebook page because of us. Bella's Italian Grill no longer exists. And my main Facebook page has Giad. He just typed Midlothian Public Library as his status update. I think he typed into the wrong box. Ah, you big dummy, Giad. Anyway, yeah, Midlothian Public Library. Don't be too dirty and crazy with them, because we don't want the Midlothian Public Library page to shut down. That would be terrible. So yeah, I feel bad for Bella's Italian Grill. I wish they hadn't shut down their shit. I feel like I should contact them and say, "We were just kidding. Bring your page back." They're just like, fuck this shit. Maintaining a Facebook is just too much work, and hackers come and get you, and it's just not worth the effort, the trouble, the headaches. George Phillips says on Midlothian Public Library, "Do you carry Glory Hole monthly?" That's hilarious. Okay, so first item. Dustbun says breaking news. So do breaking news. Breaking news by Dust Buns. So, I guess the breaking news today is that Carlitos quit. Prank calls forever. I honestly don't know if that's a joke or not. But he made an announcement on his Facebook page. Nice big goodbye message to us all. And I don't know anything. He hasn't told me anything. I know as much as you guys do. So I think we should have a quick moment of silence for Carlito. That doesn't sound very good. I was trying to do like a, you know, seven shotgun salute or whatever that's called. That sounded terrible. So yeah, Carlito's gone. I do know that he's joining KDK on his Saturday shows now. It's going to be like KDK's and Carlito's Lunatic Fringe. So he's not gone, really. He's just going to be on KDK's show from now on. I think KDK's, you know, he's starting up his own new prank network, and it's more lucrative deal than ours. So, yeah, KDK. And I'm sure he'll still be around. He'll still be in the PCN chat room from time to time. Is he in there right now? No, he's not in there. I don't think. So, yeah, maybe we'll all start listening to KDK now, because Carlito's going to be on it. He'll bring the funny to it. He'll keep KDK on track, so KDK doesn't just sit there and tell stories about high school and drugs and his balls. So, woohoo! Wow, this show is a mess. I don't know what I'm doing. I have notes. Let's just go through my notes. Note number one. Rebecca. Remember Rebecca? The crazy, the mother and then the daughter, and I pranked them both, and they were going on a carnival cruise. She actually found the prank call on YouTube and made comments on it. So if you go to youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica and look at the comments, and don't say mean things to Rebecca, please, because Rebecca is amazing. And she has, like, just the best attitude ever, and she thinks our prank is hilarious. She didn't get angry that her voice is up on my site without permission. She didn't get angry about all the racism in the video from the chat room. She just thinks we're hilarious and says good luck on our next prank. So, coolest prank victim ever. I just deleted her phone number, so I'm not going to be doing that follow-up survey call that I promised her because she knows it's a prank. She knows it's a prank, so what's the point? That'd be dumb. I forget who it was that told me this. Someone told me on... Oh, wait, no, I wrote it down. Dickie Donovan sent me a link to a congressman, oh, what is it? Some sort of conference call. Some congressman is holding a conference call. But it's not going to be until after the show's over. It's going to happen in like 3 hours from now. And I plan, you know, 2 hours tops for me today. But I'll post it on my Facebook. So keep an eye on the Facebook. Facebook.com/snowplowshow. That's where I'll post it. It's going to be like a phone mob, but I don't think it's going to work out too good because it's probably moderated. They'll probably be able to shut us down pretty quick. It's a congressman somewhere in the Northwest, Congressman Rick Larson, and I guess some people are going to try and phone mob him today. His Facebook only has 4,000 likes, so maybe that means they won't be on top of things with the conference call, and we'll be able to just say silly things to them on their conference. We'll see, though. That's today in about 3 hours. Exciting stuff. So I guess Thursday nights are opened up now with Carlito gone. Someone needs to take over the Thursday slot. Unless, of course, the whole Carlito thing is a big joke. I don't think it is, though. He seems pretty serious about it. So I'm just going to be Carlito on KDK from now on.
Hello?
Hi, is this Michelle?
Yes.
Hey, I'm calling from the photo center. You internet ordered some photos?
Yes.
And we're required to call everyone and tell them from now on, ever since the incident, that we're going to be selling your photos to the Chinese government. Like, just copies of the photos. You still get the originals, so nothing changes on your end.
But what?
We have to sell all of your photos to the Chinese government.
This is a joke, right?
No, ma'am. I'm calling from the photo center, the photo department.
Why would you have to sell my photos to the Chinese government?
It's just they pay us money, like, for each photo that we sell to them. We just sell them the group of photos along with your name and address. And it's just like a way for the store to save money and then pass the savings on along to you.
Well, then I won't get my film developed there anymore.
Well, why not? They're not going to do anything with it, I don't think. It's just a thing to save money. That, like, what does it matter? They're in China.
That sounds bogus to me.
What do you mean bogus? Do you think I'm lying to you?
I
I'm sorry?
I have no idea.
Oh, well, I'm not lying. That's just what we do here. We've been doing this for years, and it's never affected you before. They're just, ever since the incident, they're making us tell everyone.
Who is this, anyway?
My name is Greg. I'm the...
Greg.
Yes, I'm the team leader here in the photo department.
So okay.
Your photos are going to China.
All right.
And are you going to be in to pick those up soon? So we've got them all ready.
Yes. Okay.
We printed some of them upside down by accident.
Okay.
Why is that funny?
Printed them upside down? How can you print them upside down?
the paper was in 180 degrees the wrong way. So they're upside down. But I'm having a Jessica, she's working back here. She's in the process right now of turning them all around the right way. She's going to turn the photos upside down and you won't be able to tell the difference.
Okay.
So everything will be fine as far as that goes.
All right.
Are you really never going to do your photos here? Where are you going to take them?
I don't know.
Well, where else is there besides here? There's really not anywhere else in town.
Yes, there is.
Like where? Why don't you know then?
Because I just have been doing them at Walmart for years, and it's the easiest place to go.
Yeah, it's the easiest. It's the cheapest. Because we take steps to save you money. Like selling your photos to the Chinese government. That's the best way to get cheap photos, and you're just shitting all over our idea.
I don't believe it.
You think you know how to run a store better than us?
I didn't say that.
Well, you're acting like it, saying you're not going to bring your photos in anymore. Like, what would you do if you were the manager here? Would you not stop selling to the Chinese government?
I don't know.
Just,
yeah, probably.
Just charge everyone more money?
Is this Carl?
No, my name is Greg from the photo department. What's that? What's that in the back?
I'll beep.
Huh? What?
Do it.
What? Huh? I'm sick of your attitude, lady.
Okay, that's fine.
So what were you saying? You're going to be in here soon to pick up your photos?
I'll be in there after a while, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to take all your photos, and I'm going to lick each one. I'm going to lick them.
Okay.
Or like every photo that has a person in it, like I'm going to lick each person in the photo. And she's gone. I think she liked that I was going to lick them all. Redial.
Hello?
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2. You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2. Thank you. Your call is connecting.
Hello?
No.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, thanks for accepting my call. Who's this? Is this Michelle? Hello, Michelle? Hello?
No, I don't. Press 2. I
did. Hello, Michelle? What the hell? They hung up on me. That was the same person that I just talked to.
Chili Pepper?
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press...
She's hung right up that time. Okay. I'm deleting her number. So I have several of these numbers that are photo customers. So that's what we're doing today. Oh, look, Baz is here. Hey, Baz, are you doing a show today with Carlito? Oh, wait, I forgot. He retired. All right, let's call the next one.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Carlito did do a show yesterday morning. And I think congratulations are in order for the weirdest show ending ever. Like, if that was his last show, at least he ended it weirdly.
Your call has been forwarded.
That's all that matters. He ended it weirdly. No answer on that one. Oh, sorry, Lux. Whatever. I didn't mean to copy whatever you just said. All right, let's look at Midlothian Public Library's Facebook page real quick. There are 8 comments on the latest post. Josh wants to know when the anal probing is. Someone says, Cactus. Someone says, I sure love the free hentai comic book day. Moment of silence for Carlito. May her rest in peace. Not enough books about cacti. And there's just random cactuses all over the other posts. So far, the Midlothian Public Library is not getting angry at us and posting that they've been hacked. If anyone wants to submit a Facebook that we should have fun with, feel free. Someone sent me one yesterday. They just sent it through the prank submission form on phonelosers.org/snowplowshow. And I wrote it down. I will do that one next. The one from Aceball. Okay, next photo customer. Baz says that Carlito messaged him an hour before the show saying something big is going to happen today. That sounds like a terrorist threat. Carlito's a terrorist.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mrs. Mollenkamp?
Yes.
Hi, it's Roy from... You had some... in the photo lab, you...
Pictures?
Yeah, the pictures.
I came in yesterday and I got a whole bunch.
Yeah, you got like 4
and
of them.
And then I
four,
came in to four, four, today and four, did a whole
four,
bunch.
Four packets, right?
Great.
Yeah, right? Am I correct?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I decided not to pick up yesterday's. I know I had over 100 yesterday.
Yeah.
But I thought I'd wait till... Do you need me to pick them up today?
Oh, no,
or
no.
Or tomorrow,
it's,
right?
It's fine. I'm required to notify you that...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm just required to notify... I made doubles of all your pictures, and we're going to...
Doubles?
Yeah, and we're going to send... yeah, we're going to send the extra copies. We're going to send them all to the Chinese government. No, I'm not kidding. Like, it's just a thing we do to save money. They require us to send copies of all photos developed to the Chinese government.
No, no, you're kidding.
Oh, no, no, I just said that I'm not.
Who am I talking to? I'm not really talking to, am I?
Yeah, I'm calling from the photo department. This is Roy.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're just selling all of your photos, all the photos that you've ever done, really, to the Chinese government. It's just, we're required to tell people now, ever since the incident.
What incident?
We're not allowed to talk about that. But, like, ever since that happened, we have to tell everyone that we sell copies. It's to keep the prices low here in the store. Because we get paid by the Chinese government to sell your name and phone number and pictures. But they don't do anything with them.
Oh, I hope you're not... Because this is upsetting me.
Why is it upsetting?
I don't want my stuff to go to China.
Why? Like, it's not like you live there or anything. They're not going to do anything with it, I don't think. I mean, I'm not sure what they do with it, honestly. But Like, it's just pictures.
Oh, my gosh. I'll be out in just a little bit.
No, I mean, it's just pictures.
This, if this is really... I think this is a joke.
No, I mean, look at your caller ID. Like, I wouldn't joke about something like this. No, we're just required to tell everyone that we're selling their photos to the Chinese government.
Okay, I'll be out in just a little bit.
Why? Are you coming to pick up your photos?
I guess, but I'm not going to use anymore.
Why not? That's crazy. We're like the best place in town to get your photos done. And we're the cheapest because we sell...
But I don't want my stuff to go to the Chinese government. This sounds like a joke. I can't believe this is really real.
No, well, no, it's a way to save money. Like, it's how we keep the prices down in the store and the prices down on the photos and everything. We sell copies to the Chinese government.
What do they do with them?
I don't know, but maybe you should just not worry about it and shut the fuck up and just let us do our job. You know?
Oh, my.
I mean, come on. You're not the manager here. You can't tell us that we can't sell things to the Chinese government.
Okay.
How do you think we get stuff from China so cheap?
Well, I don't know what they would want with our stuff. That's the thing.
I don't know either. Like, why do they want all these photos? I don't know what they even do with them.
I know this is not your decision. I know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is from the top. Okay. All do this.
Huh. But how long have they been doing this?
Oh, for close to 7 years now. So it's nothing's changing. Like, it's just like it's always been, right? We just have to tell people.
Okay. Okay. Hey, thanks very much.
Oh, you're welcome. I mean, you know, like, we get, like, $1.75 for each batch of photos we send to them. And you did 4 of them today. Yesterday.
Hmm.
That's, like, a lot of money, really. That helps pay for my meth addiction. Oh, my meth addiction's not a laughing matter, ma'am. I nearly got fired this week because of it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Well, you don't need to be a jerk about it. I mean, you don't have to have the attitude and act like you own the store. Huh? Quit acting like you own the store. You don't own the store. It's not your store.
No, I don't. It's just, I had no idea my information is going to China.
Well, it's not your information. It's just your pictures. All your photos.
And my name and my phone.
Yeah, and your address.
Yeah.
And a DNA sample, because you use the kiosk. And it takes a small DNA sample, like a skin scraping. So, DNA sample, photos, name and phone number, and address. And a retina scan.
Okay.
Are you okay with the retina scan? Like, which upsets you more, the retina scan or the photos?
I don't know. I'm just sort of in shock right now.
In shock over photos? It's just a retina scan.
Well, anyway, I won't take up more of your time. I'll be out and pick them up then later.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'm going to lick all your photos.
Okay.
I'm going to lick all the people in your photos. Like, every photo that has a person in it, I'm just going to lick it.
Yeah.
I'm going to lick the person in the photo.
Alrighty.
Lick
Alrighty.
Them, but I will set them out and let them dry so they don't stick together when I put
that
them.
That would be good. That would be good.
Yeah, because you don't want that. You don't want your photos stuck together. It'd be kind of gross.
No, no.
I'll have one of the employees back here like Windex your photos and wipe them off with a paper towel after I lick them.
Okay, that'd be good.
Okay, great.
All right, thanks.
Okay, drop the attitude.
Okay,
quit laughing at me.
All right. Okay.
All right. Thanks. Bye. What's your name, Judy, or something? Oh, okay, she's gone. People refuse to get angry in this town. Turbo Boost isn't in the showreel. I don't know why. That's crazy. I think since Carlito's quitting, he's going to delete all of the showreels. He doesn't want to pay for it anymore. He's probably going to take down Prank Call Nation. He's going to take down all the stuff we made. Oh well, we'll start up something new, right? It'll be better than Prank Call Nation. Let's call that lady back as the prison. Just, you know, why not? Why wouldn't I do that?
Hello?
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2.
Can I just hang up?
No, wait, no.
I don't know which one they told me to do now.
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2. Thank you. Your call is connecting.
Hello? Hello? Oh. She pressed 2 and then she hung up. Darn it. All right. Forget that person. I don't know. Should I call back one more time? Okay, never mind. Forget that place. Yes, we're all going to go back to Party 93.4 Radio for all the prank calls. All the prank call shows on PCN are officially going back to Party93.4.com. We're all going to do prank calls on FM. FM radio. Prank calls and cursing. That's what we're going to do. I can't wait. Go back to my old home. Another crazy change. I don't think this will affect anyone, but Mixlr is going to start charging money now. I just got an email today. Mixlr, if we do use a free account, we can only broadcast, I think, 1 hour at a time. But we're actually paying. I think Sloth paid, or maybe Carlito. So we get 3 hours of broadcast at a time. If we want unlimited broadcasts, it's like $20 a month, so that's crazy. I can't see us paying that. So probably what you're going to start seeing in the future, here's my prediction. Shows are going to be like taking a music break so they can reboot the Mixlr. We got to take a music break and reboot the Mixlr because our 3 hours is almost up. That's really going to suck for all the people not on PCN though, because that means they can only do hour-long shows. Time to look at the Midlothian Public Library Facebook page. Hey look, they got another like today. The library does not seem to care about anything we do. Sean Brennan says, can't wait to see the live donkey on Children's Day. Oh, I didn't see the reviews. A plethora of glory holes and cacti literature. Highly recommended. 5 stars. I love this place. I sharted and used an encyclopedia to clean myself with, and the librarian only asked me to please keep the noise down. I was poked by a cactus when I used the glory hole, but the rest of the library was very nice and smelled good. Was there the other day and was titillated to discover that you are the number one source for cacti literature in the West, or in the Western Hemisphere. Books on German cacti, Mexican cacti, Turkish cacti, Swedish cacti, Braille cacti. That's hilarious. Everyone wants me to prank the library. I don't want to prank the library. What do I say to a library? Who would prank a library? I hope it's not too noisy here today. Like, I've got my window open and there's lots of traffic outside. Josh Bresser says they are deleting posts and banning people now. I think he's full of shit. Yeah, there's no deleted posts. I guess they have a program there called Teens in Theater. And George was nice enough to point out to them that their acronym for that would be TIT. Hee hee! I'm sure none of the teens in theater ever thought of that one.
Hello?
Hello, is this Scott?
Yes, it is.
Hey, I'm calling from the photo department. You did some internet pictures?
Yeah.
And we can't develop pictures like this.
Well, you guys did last night.
Well, I don't know. We might need to report this because we can't do this stuff.
All right, what are you
The pictures that you submitted through the internet?
Okay, my wife was doing some pictures. What kind of pictures are you getting?
Oh, maybe I should talk to her then. I'm not going to describe these pictures. That's disgusting.
Excuse me? It's under my name, Scott, correct?
Yeah, but you're saying your wife did it, so maybe I should talk to your wife.
Okay, no, I don't think so, unless there's a virus or something on the computer. What? The only thing we sent over, who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm calling from the photo department.
Okay, no, you sure it's under Scott with this phone number?
Yeah, definitely.
What do you mean pictures? The only thing we sent over last night was some photos of my son's graduation pics. That would have been it.
I know, that was the one with the problem. I mean, we saw the graduation pictures, but then mixed in with this other stuff.
Okay, are you going to be over in a little bit? I'll come get those pictures. Can you show me what you're talking about?
I'm going to shred them. I'm putting them in the shredder. I'm not letting you guys have these photos.
All right, well, don't call me and tell me, you know, if we're sending photos in. I want to see what the hell we're getting sent in so I know how to get it corrected.
Well, maybe you should communicate with your wife better and you know, try and ask her what she sent to us. What kind of disgusting filth.
Is your manager available where I could talk to him, please?
Oh, it'll take forever for him to pick up.
It don't matter. Let me talk to your store manager. That way I can get this resolved. Because if I'm sending in, you guys always make a sign that it's a copyright thing, that if we take pictures, you know, then therefore you can't destroy that. Because, you know, I think we have a right to know what's being sent to Walmart.
Yeah, well, I think you should stop telling us how to run our store. Because it's not going to change anything. We're still not going to develop pictures like this.
All right, is this a prank call? Because I want to know who you are, and let me talk to your manager.
It's going to take forever. You're going to be on hold for like 30 minutes.
Let me talk to your store manager. I'm going to call the police. I'm going to trace this call.
You're going to call the police? Let's call the police. Let's show the pictures to the police.
That'll be fine. What's your name again?
My name's Roy.
What's your last name, Roy?
I'm not telling you that. I'm the department head here in the photo department.
So you're in charge of the photo department, but you can't tell me your last name or get a store manager. I find that kind of cheesy.
It's cheesy? Is that the right word to use in this situation?
Look, I don't know if this is a prank call or what, but either I need to talk to a manager or I'm going to report this as you guys not helping me out, because this is ridiculous.
Okay, well, the manager's not available. It's lunchtime right now.
All right, I don't care. Get him on the horn, because if this is a major problem,
on the horn?
He needs to be addressed. He or she needs to be addressed. What's happened?
Can you just not have pictures like that developed anymore? Quit being disgusting, filthy people.
All right, I'm seriously. If you don't want to talk to a manager, I'm calling the sheriff's department, and I'm going to trace this call, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. You know,
why are you going
to
trace?
No idea what you're getting, and if there's an issue, I'd like to talk to your manager.
Why would you trace the call? I've told you where I'm calling from.
All right, I'm gonna look this up. I'll give Jeff Gray a call. I'll talk to you later.
It's on your caller ID, retard.
All right, you're calling me a retard, a store associate.
Yeah, because you're being a retard.
Listen to me. My son's sitting here listening to every word you're saying. So we're going to come in and tell you.
Oh, no, not your son.
Listen to me.
Anything but that. That's weird. He hung up. I don't understand. I'm going to call the police. Bother the police. Because of bad service. Hello, police. Arrest the store manager, because I'm not happy with the service there. Sloth is giving me breaking news. He's saying that we actually have the unlimited package on the thing, on the Mixler. So we're not going to be limited to 3 hours. So I guess I have to start help paying for this. God. Stupid thing. So as usual, if you're in the Mixler chat room, or if you're in the YouTube chat room, I'm not monitoring those chat rooms. You should come into the real chat room at that one place, prankcallnation.com/chat. Okay. More photo numbers. I have several more. If anyone has any things that they would like me to say. Someone suggested earlier, I don't know how I could really work this into a prank call, but say that the people in the photo are slowly disappearing, just like in Back to the Future. I don't think I could explain that to anybody. I don't think they would understand that one, even though it's hilarious. Prank Call Mania suggested that. Thanks. I love the idea. I just don't know if I can.
You have reached 419-375.
No, no. That was a close one. So, by the way, my caller ID does show, the place that I say I'm calling from. So, if that guy really is calling the sheriff, he's going to give the sheriff the phone number to that large store chain thing and say, hey, these guys are jerks. Arrest them. He'll look extra dumb if he's really going to do that. The Midlothian Public Library is fighting back. Sorry to announce that, but everyone says they're fighting back, but I see all the comments are still. Oh wait, okay, they're gone. I see. Yes, they are definitely fighting back. Bunch of comments were deleted. That's good. At least they're putting up a fight. They're giving you guys a challenge. Only one left, and then the show's over. That sucks. So the Midlothian Public Library wins this round. Like, they've deleted everything, except the reviews. I don't think they can delete the reviews. Tee.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 9-3.
That sucks. I guess that's it for the show today. So, hey, somebody sent me a link. It was, who sent it to me? Somebody sent it to me. Oh yeah, someone named Bam Stroker sent me a link to the Public Mobile song, like a really nice MP3 version of it. And I'm going to play it instead of my crappy old recording that I made off of a telephone. You're gonna be treated to the, like, just perfect sound quality of this song. So here it goes. Time for music break.
Have you ever been asked to wait for a person on the phone? We've been there too. We don't want you to feel alone. Your call is very important to us. Your patronage we appreciate. So we wrote this little song for you to listen to while you wait. It's just a little song. Want to, you can sing along. Here we go. Oh, 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 oh. Ah, hold, hold on, hold. Well, that wasn't so bad. I guess we'll just, oh, heck, let's sing it again, with everybody. Hold on, hold, hold on, hold. Second verse. Have you ever been asked to wait for the next available agent? Well, at Public Mobile, we got a lot of great people who represent. They're kind and courteous and understanding and helpful and good looking. This call may be monitored quality assurance, in case they're not. Seriously. It's just a little song. If you want to, you can sing along. Here we go. Hold on. Hold. Hold on. Hold. Well, that's sounding good. Let's say we kick it up a notch.
No sleep, girl!
This is Crystal.
Hi, this is Greg from Baby Gap, the corporate office with Baby Gap.
Hi.
Hi, I understand you've been selling some Baby Gap clothes there, like used clothes.
Yes.
And we're going to have to ask you to not sell our clothes at your store. Otherwise, we're going to have to file a lawsuit. Because you're not allowed to sell brand name stuff there like that. It's, you know, you don't have permission for that.
Okay, I'm not the person that you would speak to about that, so I can take your name and number down and
okay,
have her call you back.
You don't need to be a smartass, or I'll stop making this nice phone call, and I'll just go ahead and send out the subpoena.
Not the person that you would speak to about that. I don't make those kinds of decisions.
Okay, I mean, I'll have you arrested. I'll send someone out there to arrest you and subpoena you.
Can I get your name and number and have the owner call you back?
Drag you straight to court. Do you have the owner's phone number, like maybe their home number?
No, I don't. I can have her call you back, though.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm not giving my number
to the likes
of you, dirty people like you. So somebody wrote me a request or whatever, an email, and he said, "Hey, I love your show. My sister-in-law deserves a good prank call. She's the owner of a children's baby clothes consignment. This would make my year," so I just fucked that up by not reaching the sister-in-law. Reaching an employee, I guess. Why isn't she in her store, though? I mean, it's 1 p.m. there. She should be in her store. I will try and call that person back, whoever submitted that. That was an anonymous submission. Is Baby Gap a clothing brand? I really don't know. Like, I'm thinking that's a clothing brand. That's the only brand name I could think of to tell them. Should have thought that one out a little better. Alright, I'm going to try and make a phone call here. This is an apartment. And the kids are running around upstairs. Hi, is this Mitch?
Oh, he's on in right now. Can I take a message?
Oh, could you tell him to have his kids stop running all over the place? I'm his downstairs neighbor. It's really getting on my nerves. His kids just stomping all over the place and screaming. Could you please tell Mitch to shut his kids the fuck up?
Yeah, right.
What do you mean, yeah, right? I'm sick of this bullshit. I live downstairs.
He said, you don't live downstairs, bro.
What do you mean I don't live downstairs?
Hmm?
What do you mean I don't live downstairs?
Because you don't. Who does, though?
What are you talking about, I don't? I know who you are. I mean, I know who Mitch is. I don't know who the fuck you are.
Who's Mitch?
Are you just, like, a burglar in there? Like, you robbing the house or something?
Yo, who is this?
Can you leave a note for Mitch? It's not. It doesn't matter who I am.
Who are you, dog?
Why isn't Mitch there? Where's Mitch?
Yo, who this?
My name's Roy.
Roy?
I'm the downstairs neighbor.
You the downstairs neighbor?
Yeah. Can you, like, shut those kids the fuck up, maybe?
She said, can I shut the kids the fuck up, please?
No, I didn't say please. I did not say please. Quit putting words in my mouth.
Ain't no kids even here right now.
Yeah, I know, not right now, but usually they're just, like, running all over the place and yelling and stuff.
Hey, yo, what's your name, yo?
We got thin floors and walls here, you know? I can hear everything, so can you just...
What? You don't even know where we live at.
Yeah, I do. You're on the very top of the building. Why don't you guys move down to a bottom floor, so at least we can't hear them stomping all over the place.
We at the very top of the building. Where at?
What?
Where we live at.
Why don't you replace the smoke detector battery? Like, really, you just sit there and listen to that chirping all day? Because I can hear that down here. And it's not even safe. If there's a fire from your meth lab or whatever, it's you're not even going to hear it because your smoke detector is dead.
You said the meth lab.
Yeah. If your meth lab ever catches on fire, why don't you fix your smoke detector if you're going to have dangerous stuff like that in your apartment?
So now we got a meth lab?
You do? Okay, I'm glad you're admitting to it. You're not in denial.
We got kids in the meth lab. Like, oh my God.
You said you had kids. You just said they're not there right now.
I never told you I had kids.
I said Mitch has kids.
He don't got no kids neither.
Well, you kidnap some kids then.
Kidnap some kids?
Probably. Got them working in your meth lab.
Oh, man. Well, yo, who is this?
My name is Roy. I live downstairs. You need to shut your kids the fuck up and change the battery in your smoke detector. What, you can't afford a 9-volt battery?
Where do we even live at? You don't even know where we live at, bro.
I know where you live. You live in the same building as me. I'm right below you.
Where at? City.
You know where you live.
What city?
What do you mean, what city? Same city I'm in.
And what's that? Where's that?
What do you mean, where's that? That's a dumb question.
What city is it?
What city is what?
That you live in.
I live in the same city as you.
And what city? What's the name of the city?
Atlanta.
Fuck off, you dumbass bastard.
What? Why'd you say...
Yo, who this?
All right, look, just shut your kids the fuck up or I'm going to start hitting the ceiling with the broom handle, motherfucker.
The gig is up.
God damn it.
Huh?
I'm hanging up now. And he hung up on me. He wins. It's the 470 area code. I actually didn't know where that was, so I had to look it up. Well, that was another anonymous request, but his email address says his name is Airsoft. So thanks for that submission, Airsoft, even though I don't think you had all the information right. Because who the hell was that?
Thank you for calling Lifetime Fitness in Chanhassen. If you know the extension you would like to reach, you may dial it now. To help us direct your call, press 1 if you are an existing member, or 2 if...
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Lifetime Fitness in Chanhassen. This is David. Help me help you.
Hello. Could I have a member that's in there right now? He just showed up. Come to the phone. His name's Gerhardt.
I can't call him over the loudspeaker. Where?
We'll just walk over there. Jesus, come on.
Well, I'm not.
God.
What's that?
Retard. Just walk over there. Are you that lazy? Just walk over there and get him.
Oh, I don't know who you're talking about, sir.
Gerhardt Toller is his name. I know that sounds like the stupidest name ever, but I'm not making it up. Gerhardt Toller.
How do you spell that? G-E-R-E-R.
Who knows? G-E-H-A-R-T is his first name. God, you're dumb. You're so dumb. How dumb can you possibly be? Dumb, dumb, dumb. So dumb.
It's awfully rude of you, sir, but I'll just shrug that one off.
You'll shrug what off? What?
I'll shrug you calling me a retard and dumb off.
I called you dumb like 12 times.
Yeah, you did.
Dumb.
You know, and well, if that makes you feel like a better person, you're good.
I only did it because you're being so dumb.
I'm dumb?
Yep, incredibly dumb.
Who am I speaking with?
Don't even know how to spell Gerhardt. Jesus Christ.
You said his last name was Tor.
Right, his first name is Gehart.
Gehart. Tolhart.
So you're not even going to check for me? You're not even going
to
do it?
I'm checking, but I'm not going to go run around and do the club for this
guy. Well, then what's the point? You're just going to check and say, yep, he's here. I can't get him for you.
You're so rude to me, so no, then I'm not going to.
You're being an asshole. You weren't going to do it anyway. Quit trying to act like this is my fault.
I was actually trying to look it up.
Oh, you're so full of shit.
I was actually trying to look it
up.
Full
of shit.
I was actually going to go see what his face looked like, and I was actually going to go for you, but
you're
you called me
shit.
A retard and dumb over and over and over again, then I'm not going to.
You weren't
going to
do anything. You weren't going to do any of that. You're just trying to make it seem like it's my fault.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
If that makes you feel better, then whatever. he showed me. Let's see how the Midlothian Public Library is doing. Oh, they're deleting everything. Everything's gone. All the random cactuses on all the posts are gone. The only thing that is still there is the reviews. All the 5-star reviews. Oh, I missed this one by Sean Brennan. It says, "Thanks for showing my kids Fritz the Cat on film day. They will never look at the 70s the same way again. Also, I'd like to know when you'll have Mein Kampf available to check out." I have no idea what that is, but I'm going to assume that's hilarious. The reviews are gone? That can't be right. Yeah, the reviews actually are gone, is what they did. I think the reviews still exist somewhere, but they changed their page around so that the reviews do not show up on the main page. So, once again, the Midlothian Public Library has outsmarted us.
Midlothian Library, may I help you?
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2.
Well, what do I do with this one?
Thank you. Your call is connecting.
Hello? 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 Hello, ma'am? She hung up.
You have reached the general mailbox for Midlothian Public Library.
Now we've broken their phones. Okay. Well, thanks everyone for participating in the harassment of the Midlothian Public Library. That was fun. Yeah, so where do you look at the reviews if they take them off the main page? Do they really just take the reviews away? They're just gone? We can't see them anymore ever again? Here, I'm going to make a comment on a picture here. There's a little girl holding up a drawing. I'm going to say, I can draw better than that. It seemed to go through. I sure told that kid. Lux says that the Facebook lets you remove the review app as a page owner. I don't know. I declare Midlothian Public Library the winner. Congratulations. Ding, ding, ding. You're the winner, Midlothian Public Library. We should talk about Patreon for a second. If you like the show, you should support us through Patreon, of course. It's like $1 a month. $12 a year for all these shows. Okay, but we need to go through the milestones. The first milestone, it was radio bumpers and promos. Like this one.
The largest prank call radio station in the nation. You're listening to Prank Call Nation. Prank Call Nation. Prank Call Nation.
Okay, so... So those are done, sort of. The radio bumpers. I still need to do another batch of them. I said I was going to spend $100 on them, and I spent, like, I don't know, $60 or something. I still have some more money to spend on those, and I will. Prank Call album on CD. That's done. The Prank Call album's been available, and people actually bought it this time. For nothing. You know, I didn't make any money on it, but that's cool. We have a new album. A new phone song. Originally, I thought that was going to be a song that I made, but then I did the whole Bone Cage thing, and that turned out a lot better than any bullshit I can do. So I think I'm just going to do that from now on. Fuck making my own music. I'll just pay other people that actually have talent to make music. It's the best idea ever. I will do something myself, though, for the whole phone song thing soon. I promise. It'll happen. So the next thing I have to do... So those are basically done. The song's done. I mean, they're sort of done. They're half done. I'm going to finish them up later. The vinyl stickers. That's what I need to do soon. That's the $400 goal. I need to get some Snowplow Show vinyl stickers and send them all to you. And I meant to do that this month, but I never got around to it. I think I know which design I'm going to use by that one guy. So I think we will have some Snowplow Show vinyl stickers soon. But, you know, just gotta order those. I'll do that this month. Goal number 5, a poster. Someone suggested a pinup of Laugh Track Matt, a naked pinup of Laugh Track Matt. So that's the best idea so far. I think I have another idea I might try. If anyone has ideas for posters, that'd be great. Send me ideas. Why am I going through all these? I forget what my point was. I did add some more things in there. There's these things called challenge coins, or I don't know what they're made out of. It's like a metal coin thing, and they look really awesome. But they cost a lot of money up front to set them up. So if we can get up to $900 a month, I'm going to do this coin thing. And then there was another thing, a new video prank. A live security cam prank. Someone suggested that, so I put that in there. We got to do more live security cam pranks. Like the pizza place we did, or Irene in her kitchen. Got to do live security cam pranks. You don't even have to donate to Patreon. I'm going to do those no matter what. Screw giving money to PLA. I'll do all this stuff without the money. Oh yeah, but today's the first. I'm supposed to get money soon, so I will start doing some more things soon, like this week. I'd say last month's a success, though. We did lots of stuff. We made an album and that amazing song of Bone Cages. Prank Call Mania wants to see a PLA documentary. We'll have to get G-Ad to work on that. Dustbun says it's time to go. Okay, Dustbuns is rushing me off. I need to quit. Let's look at Yelp one more time and see if there's anything good. Those are Ruby Tuesdays. Oh, here's a Starbucks. Let's try Starbucks. They're always nice and willing to page customers. Okay, I'm getting ready to leave Dustbuns. I promise. I'm going to just make another call or two.
Good morning, UH Manoa Starbucks. This is DeVere. How can I help you?
Hi, would it be possible for me to have a customer that just came in there come to the phone?
Sure.
His name's Jacob.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, are we wait? You need me to get him?
Oh, yeah,
he's in the store? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, he's a customer. He should have just arrived.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Thanks. Breaking news.
Hello?
Hi, ma'am.
Hello.
Did you know that today is late... To? I'm sorry, what?
What is this in regards to?
Oh, just a minute. Today is Labor Day in Mexico. It is Labor Day in Mexico. Breaking news, ma'am. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a guy in there. His name's Jacob Nakasone.
Uh-huh.
And he has...
What is this in regards to?
Oh, it's like his phone's not working. And I was just trying to get him to come to the phone.
What does he look like?
Oh, he has black hair and he's a little fat. I mean, don't tell him I said fat, please. But he wears glasses and he looks darker skin.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay. Breaking news, everyone. May 5th is Cinco de Mayo. Breaking news, everyone. It's May Day over in Finland.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jacob?
Yes.
Hey, Jacob, it's Kevin from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Oh, hi.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Okay, great. I just wanted to thank you for being a patron here at our store.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, okay, great. Well, enjoy your coffee. What are you having today?
Just the coffee.
What kind of coffee?
Just the regular black coffee.
Okay, you can stop being a smartass, sir. I'm just trying to find out what kind of coffee. I'm just trying to make conversation. Just trying to be friendly. What's the coffee called?
All right, yeah, thanks.
Hey, don't you hang up. Don't.
Really?
Yeah, motherfucker. Listen, we're going to have some words
well,
about...
Well, obviously you're not from the Starbucks corporate office.
Why would you say that?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Hello?
Hi, I'm not sure what happened. He wouldn't listen to me.
Okay.
Like, what happened? Did you say something to him to make him upset and hang up on me?
No, he didn't hang up on you.
Well, he handed the phone over.
He doesn't believe you.
Why doesn't he believe me? What did I say to make him not believe me?
I don't know. Who is this?
My name's Roy.
Okay.
I don't know what Jacob's problem is. It might be best if you just throw him out of the store.
Okay, have a good day.
Hey, ma'am. I'm serious. That was dumb. Someone checked in at Target. I would try and do this Target check-in, but Dustbun says we really need to get going. So I think it's going to be time to go. Let's take one last quick look at the Midlothian Public Library page. Let's see if they deleted my post. That's why that lady's not answering her phone, because she's busy deleting posts. Yeah, she deleted my post. And I had like 5 likes on that post, and she still deleted it. Just because I made fun of that kid's drawing. I'm going to end the show with an Uncle Grandpa request. An Uncle Grandpapa request. He requested this several weeks ago, and I never did a show. So here you go, Uncle Grandpapa. Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for ending the show for everyone, Dustbuns. Yeah, I was going to go on for another hour, but Dustbuns says it's time to end the show. So goodbye, everyone. See you next time.